B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, joining us now, it's a good segue, because my main man's up here to talk a little ball. And I love chatting football with Jeff McClain, covers the Eagles for the Inquirer. Check him out, Inquirer.com. He does a great job. Jeffrey, what do you say, my brother?
What's up, Anthony?
So a couple things. One, let me just get to the future before we work on right now. Sunday's game against the Giants, I know you watched the game last night, and to me it's going to come down to one area. It's going to come down, can the Eagles' defensive front force Daniel Jones into some mistakes and get him off his spot? Because that line's not great, and he does have all his weapons back, but you got to be able to pressure Daniel Jones, antagonize him. That's what's going to be key to see this defense against a team with really good weapons, and he's better than Simeon and Bridgewater.
Wow, I mean, how far have we come in a month? Now we're actually just talking about games.
I know, it's fun, isn't it?
It's interesting, yeah. Yeah, I mean, isn't that kind of almost always the key? You know, when you've got your defense going up against the quarterback, is getting him off his mark and pressuring him and forcing him into mistakes.
Yeah, but even more so with this defense, right? I mean, let's be real here. You know, what we have seen really good offenses take them apart. And, you know, again, it's one thing. It was great. Look, I thought that Gannon called his best game of the season, but, you know, it's Simeon without Kamara, without both their tackles. So you got to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I don't think the Giants qualify as a good offense. I would agree that it's a little better than what we saw this past Sunday.
Oh, they got good skill guys. Now, their line is not good, and the quarterback is so-so, but I still think if you get time, he's better than Simeon and Bridgewater and Goff.
Well, Gannon's done well against this kind of level of quarterback. So, yeah, I would give the advantage to the Eagles defense. You know, it depends, obviously, if Darius Slay is ready to go. My assumption is that he will be. That helps defensively up front. Yeah, I mean, you got to still kind of sprinkle in blitzes here. We saw them do it early in certain third downs. Some of them were more creative than I thought we'd seen some weeks from Gannon. So that was positive. Their O-line's an issue. You know, it's an issue. It kind of seems like it's been this way for the last decade. And to no surprise, they haven't had a good record over the last decade. Jones, he had gotten a little better in terms of not coughing the ball up. I mean, he had appeared there where just, you know, all you had to do is kind of get in his face and who knows what he would do. But you saw that again last night a little bit. That the throwaway to the tight end or screen or whatever it was.
That was horrible. Yeah.
It was a horrible turnover.
Yeah.
And you know, the Eagles are getting turnovers. They had three on Sunday, produced 17 points. The D-line's going to be cute. It's going to be pretty huge this game.
Now, it's a shame I keep on saying this, but Davion Taylor's a big loss. He's been playing pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, I did a story on him last week, kind of looked at all the film. He's shown some signs of improvement, certainly. And he can cover ground. That makes up for what he lacks sometimes in instincts and experience. Mm-hmm. I thought Alex Singleton actually stepped in and did a pretty good job this past Sunday, helped by some of the things the other guys are doing around him. But, Davian Taylor sounds like he's going to go to IR and that again stunts his development a little bit. Injuries have been an issue now. But, I mean, when you watch the film, there's still a lot of stuff to clean up with him.
I just looked at him and went, all right, like, I think there's something to work with Taylor. Like, he's a guy that, as a future guy, that I think will get better.
And, you know, because there's two things that factored in him being out there. One, there just isn't much depth at linebacker. Eric Wilson was not the guy. Alex Singleton's not an every-down guy. So, Davian's a third-rounder. We like what we see. Let's give him the opportunity to go out there and play. And you can kind of overlook some of the stuff that, you know, more seasoned linebackers can do. Also, because again, as you mentioned, he does have the physical skills to play the position. So yeah, they're going to give him the benefit of the doubt here for a little while, but now obviously injured, so it's going to be back to Singleton.
All right. Conversely, the Eagles' offensive line has been spectacular. I mean, you look at the way Mayalata has been playing, and I mean, up and down the line, the whole line has just been dominant. It's been the key to this whole success. I'm just curious. I mean, how do you kind of judge the offense, and can you win long term with this kind of running offense, where the quarterback, because the fact that he can run only helps your running game, but can you win like that long term?
Yeah, and those are questions I asked in my story off the game. You know, I was almost like, hey, let's just enjoy what he can do now. Let's enjoy the fact that they are, you know, one of the more efficient offenses running what they're doing. And this is what they should have done more of from the beginning, because this is what you have. You play to your strengths. You play that offensive line, which is among the best units in the NFL. You play to what Jalen can do. We're seeing more design quarterback runs. We're seeing a little less of the RPO stuff. You know, obviously we're seeing more of just downhill running, you know, tight formations, not 3 yards in a cloud of dust, because I think a lot of Jeff Stoutland's designs are pretty detailed, and he really mix things up. But it's working, and this allows for Jalen to kind of to develop in a more natural way, where you're just not throwing a whole bunch of stuff at him from the over the course of an entire game in terms of the passing element. Let him grow into that role. But the important thing to point out in terms of the efficiency of the offense is that they're not throwing a lot, but the yards per pass attempt is up, and that's huge, and that's key, and that's one of the numbers I think you look at when you're trying to evaluate the quarterback. Jalen brings all this other stuff to the equation, but they are still throwing the ball down the field. They're not doing a lot of the short stuff that I think early on was just killing them, and teams were picking up on.
Yeah.
In terms of long-term sustainability, I don't know. I mean, like, at some point, Jalen's going to have to get better as a passer. There's going to be teams just going to take the run away, and they're going to force him to throw, and he's going to have to do a better job at that. You're going to be late in the games. You're going to be down. You can't run the ball late in games. You're going to get behind, and that's going to happen. You've got to be able to throw. You've got to run the two-minute offense. I'm not saying Jalen can't do that, but it's clearly something that he's not as good doing right now as other things.
He has
all the other intangibles.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, I agree. It's interesting. Like, if the season ended today, I guess my plan would be to give Jalen another year to take two of the first round picks, attack my holes on defense. I would try to move one of the picks to 23 as insurance. I would actually look at maybe a running back in the second or third round too. I don't know what you're going to do with Sanders.
And the quarterback, number one, you look at the quarterback position, and yeah, Jalen has made a strong argument for playing beyond here and being the guy.
And you could push one of the picks to 23, in which case you would then still have draft capital in case you would know one way or the other with Jalen after next year. You would have a definitive.
Right, and it's a little early in terms of what how deep the draft looks. I think a lot of people are saying that it's not as deep as last year's draft. Do you want 3 first-rounders in this upcoming draft if you're not going to use it on the quarterback? Probably not, and of course we're looking at the quarterback, the guys that are going to come out in the draft, and you have to question whether any of them are going to be as good as Jalen. I mean, you just don't know at this point. And, those questions will be answered once we get to the offseason a little more and you look at the veterans that may be willing to move or teams may be willing to move them. Russell Wilson, we all know about the Sean Watson situation, Aaron Rodgers. Number one, would those guys want to come here? Because they pretty much can control their destinies. Do you want to do that?
I don't even think that's a
bad other holes.
You do.
You have other holes in this team.
I don't believe, if I'm looking at 23, I want to tell you right off the bat. I don't believe that, oh, there's no talent coming up in the 23 draft. I disagree with that whole thing. I think you got to let guys mature. I think players develop.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get that. Yeah, it's kind of a blanket statement. I'm not so sure about that. In terms of the Miles question, yeah, he's got one more year left on his deal. I could see them just bringing him back for that fourth year and then deciding based upon how he performs.
Yeah.
I think he's still going to be the one back, but I think Jordan, once he gets back and he's healthy, could be the 1A, depends upon maybe the hot hand. Miles still has a lot of capabilities. He's still a dynamic guy. He's still a home run hitter if you need
him. He is. Yeah. He is. The shame is, the other things around, like the instincts. Oh, man, you just want to cry. Like, dude, stop. Stay in bounds, dude. Slide. Well, he even did it Sunday. There was no reason to go out on bounds there. Well, you watch the Chiefs, right? You watch good offenses, and you watch their guys, man. They're working clock. They're doing smart things, instinctual. And by the way, you can't put the ball in the carpet all the time. You got to hold your breath every time.
Yeah, that to me is the bigger issue. But yeah, I there are some things that I do have to agree with you there that Miles does in terms of just like football IQ stuff that makes, it's not just even getting out of the bounds stuff. It's just, his running ability, or his running style, excuse me. And Jordan, doesn't waste much time. He gets north and south. And sometimes that benefits an offense. Sometimes, it might not if they're stacking the box and you need to get a little more agile guy. And Miles can do that. I mean, there were a couple of runs there where I was like, that's why they're sticking with Miles. He's turning the corner.
The dude is gifted.
The motors, yeah.
I mean, listen, in a perfect world, he's your bell cow. 20 carries a game. He's getting, a buck 10, buck 15, maybe a big 40-yarder, rips off one. Like, that's what he should be.
Yeah, no, Miles can do that. I mean, he's shown that before. It's just, with the offense and how it's been before, previously under Doug Peterson, they just never kind of got that opportunity completely. He didn't have the opportunity early in this season, we all know, because they just got away from the run for various reasons. And, this Sunday could be it. It could be it with Jordan.
I agree.
It could be the Miles Sanders 25 carry game. I think Boston, I don't know if that's what Nick will do or what he wants to do. It could be that.
I agree.
They like Boston too. Boston's run well too. I mean, let's not discount what he has done so far.
All right. My brother, listen, I'm out of time. I want to give you, please, a blessed and happy Thanksgiving to you and your lovely family.
Absolutely. You too as well.
Thanks, my brother. I appreciate you.
Enjoy the football and the turkey.
All right, buddy. You too, my man. There he is, Jeff McClain on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.